The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, unfortunately, women get sexually assaulted on many occasions. We had, as we heard there in 5 of 5 with Susan Kyo, the verdict today in the case of the Brazilian woman who was sexually assaulted at University College Dublin. But of course, women are also assaulted by friends, family, in workplaces, after nights out, whatever. But there is a concern in relation to Tinder. Tinder is the dating app which was mentioned in this particular case. This is how the couple had arranged to meet after some weeks of communications on Tinder. And Anne Sexton, columnist for Hot Press, there is a perception, a lot of people say, that Tinder is not just simply a dating app, but that some people, particularly men, seem to regard it as where you get sex app.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem, because that's not what Tinder is about for most people, and it's not necessarily what Tinder was intended for either. However, there is a perception that if you are meeting people online, whether it's through an app like Tinder or one of the other ones, that it's all about sex, which is not really the case. I mean, it will be for some people, obviously.
But how has this perception developed?
I think because when Tinder came out initially, it was likened to Grindr for straight people, and obviously Grindr is very much more a sex hookup app.
You better describe that for those people who are not familiar with Grindr as to what it is and who it appeals to.
Well, Grindr is mainly for gay men. I don't think gay women use it, and it basically tells you who's in your local area and who's available and wants to meet people for casual, no strings attached sex.
But that's not Tinder. Tinder isn't the heterosexual version of that.
Not really, no. It is a dating app, and obviously with any dating app, you can use it for casual fling or you can use it to look for a long-term relationship. And different people obviously use the app with different intentions.
Okay, Rena Maycock is with us as well. Rena, thank you very much. You're from arealkeeper.ie. You recently set up a profile on Tinder yourself. Why so?
Yeah, I mean, we set up arealkeeper.ie on foot of being matchmakers for 7 years and hearing from women all sorts of horrifying stories about their experiences of dating online. And then with the rise of Tinder, increasingly women were coming to us and saying they were getting badly abused. They were setting up profiles and then very quickly they were having to shut them down because they just couldn't cope with the type of messages they were getting. So really, it was a little bit of market research, but also a social experiment to see if the men on there actually were looking for relationships, the majority, or, you know, was there an awful lot of truth in what we were being told? Now, I set up the profile, I kept it open for about 2 weeks. I didn't engage with anybody, I just kind of accepted everyone. And I got about 500 messages, the majority of which were innocuous enough, but 91 of which were kind of very sexually explicit. One or two were quite threatening as well. And I just found that there really was some credence to what we were being told by these women, that men, once they would make an advance, whether it be a sexual one or even an innocuous one, if they weren't answered immediately, they would often become quite aggressive and start, you know, saying threatening things or very abusive things.
So how can that be addressed?
Well, I guess the reason why Tinder has become synonymous with people just looking for sex is because there's very little way to expand on your profile in Tinder. It's really a hot or not type of system. And that lends itself to people just looking for sex. And I suppose my advice would be, when people are using Tinder or any other online dating site, is to be quite explicit, particularly in this day and age where consent, proactive consent, is so important. It's really important to be explicit about what you want when you meet up with someone. And I know it sounds quite crass, but if you are looking for sex, you should be quite honest with it about it, whether you're a man or a woman. Be open about that. If you're looking for a relationship, be open about that and be explicit about what you want.
Okay, listener says, many women consider Tinder a booty call app too, says this listener, speaking from experience. But Anne, also one of my producers, is saying there's a saying about this, that when men meet women on Tinder, they're wondering, are they going to look like the profile they've seen on Tinder? Women are wondering if they're actually going to be assaulted or even killed.
This is true, yes. Men fear that women are going to be fatter than they've been led to believe, and women fear that men are going to turn out to be psychopaths. Which
is a bit of a gross sort of stereotyping, isn't it?
It is. Unfortunately, there is probably a reason why that fear exists and why that is regarded as a cliche. Because obviously, when you're a woman, if you're meeting somebody, you don't really know what you're getting until you get there. And the great thing about Tinder, though, is often the people who are vicious and dangerous reveal themselves by being aggressive towards you beforehand, so you can weed them out that way. And of course, we all like to think that the person we've been chatting to actually does look like their profile picture. And of course, many of us, myself included, have gone on dates with someone who was using a picture that was several years out of date.
Okay, now, Rena, you actually have a business, as you say, arealkeeper.ie, an intro matchmaking. How many people do you reckon, well, I don't know the number, but how common is it that people now are looking to meet somebody online or through dating agencies?
I think it's more common than not. I certainly think the old-fashioned way of meeting people in pubs and clubs has kind of gone out the window. More often than not, when people are going out these days, they're just going out to genuinely enjoy the night out.
With groups of friends rather than looking to meet somebody.
Exactly. People don't need to go out on a Friday night and Saturday night. It's not their only opportunity to meet someone, because they can meet someone from the comfort of their own couch. But I guess... And there's thousands and thousands upon, you know, there are 2 million available people in Ireland. An awful lot of them are online dating. But unfortunately, about, you know, 52% of people feel a bit hopeless in love and don't feel like they ever will meet anybody through any means, which is very sad. But I guess, you know, communicating online with somebody, the unfortunate thing is, and the difference between that and meeting someone out in a pub or club, when you communicate online with somebody through an app and then you go on to WhatsApp them and text them and all that, it lulls people into a false sense of security. They feel like they know the person, and they tend to abandon all those other precautions that they used to take when they were dealing with strangers. And that kind of, unfortunately, can lead to cases, you know, like we were hearing about today.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with you there, because if you meet someone in a pub or club, you are going to swap numbers, and the same kind of conversation back and forth is still going to happen. I don't think dating online is inherently more dangerous than meeting someone when you're out.
Well, indeed, if you're dating online, at least it's a digital footprint. If something goes wrong, and if you have to, in the unfortunate circumstances of report somebody to the Gardaí or whatever, at least you have a digital footprint as well.
Absolutely, that is correct. And obviously, if you have their name and their social media details, you can actually do a little bit of Google stalking on them beforehand.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I would advise everyone to do. But if you were to meet someone in a pub or club, you wouldn't jump into their car. You wouldn't, you know,
well, that's
go to their house.
Well, that's not necessarily true either, because people do have one-night stands. The thing is, I don't think there's anything you can say that will absolutely 100% make sure that rape does not happen. What you can maybe do is protect yourself so that it doesn't happen to you. But the thing is, this man was going to commit assaults. It might not have been this young woman from Brazil. It would have been somebody else. It would have been a slightly different set of circumstances. But he is the problem, not her behaviour, not what she did.
And by the way, do we know Anne Sexton from Hot Press, the breakdown between men and women on Tinder? If this is supposedly a dangerous place for women to go, why do women go onto it?
Well, first of all, if you are looking to meet somebody, you don't really have that many options other than online dating, because everybody is on it. So you are missing out on potentially meeting a wonderful, lovely person. People do meet wonderful, lovely people online dating.
Yeah, a listener here says, I found my fiancé online. We texted, then Skyped, then we met up after a few months. It works if you're careful.
Yeah, exactly. It's no more inherently dangerous than any kind of dating. You take the same kind of precautions you would had you met someone in the pub. Having said that, I have a friend who has been on Tinder for a while, and she noticed an interesting thing, that if she messaged somebody first, the amount of aggressive and sexual messages she got dropped to about zero, because the man obviously realized that she was making an effort to get to know him, and he was polite back. And that to me is really interesting, because I think a lot of people, or a lot of men, assume rejection first, and therefore they get aggressive. Whereas if you make the first move, that doesn't happen, which I found fascinating.
Anne Sexton from Hot Press, Rena Maycock from arealkeeper.ie. Thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.